Well, I think that, you know, we can do any kind of art that we want to do. But I think because of our culture, our cultural upbringing, we produce a particular kind of art. And sometimes it's a hybrid type of art. I mean, it's always has something to do with us as black people. And then, you know, coming to somewhere like Camberwell College, the sort of cultural aspect of it will come into your work. So I think your work is always mixed. I think that, I don't know how difficult it is for us. I mean, we need to just go out there. And it's difficult to go out there as well, but we need to do it, and we need to be visible.
Is it? Are you saying that it's difficult for us to practice art in establishments like, well, established places, or because isn't there another route? I'm always arguing, do we have to take that route? Can we not recognise that we make work, we can archive our work, it can be made available?
Exactly.
So do we have to, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I feel that an artist always need to be visible. In whatever area, they need to be visible. You know, wherever they can show their work or they feel they want to show their work, then, you know, they need to be out there so people can see what they're doing. And that's when the offers come. I think that yesterday I went to an auction at Philippe Dupuré, and they're a company that's been around for 200 years, but I'm not sure whether they've always been in the arts or whether they've just started selling contemporary art. And I saw a work by what's his name? Basquiat. And the bidding started at £100,000, and then it went up to £550 million he sold a piece of work for.
My goodness.
And I thought, wow. And you know, that was the most expensive work sold there. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah.
There were pieces by Damien Hirst. There was a small dot painting that went for about £300,000, and there was one of his spin paintings, which would go for more.
Yeah.
But it was about £600,000.
Right.
There was work by Cy Twombe, a few American artists, sort of old pieces.
Yeah.
And it was really fascinating. You know, I've never been to one before. I've been invited quite a few times over the past, well, since last year. The invitation come from New York. I don't know who sends it.
Sure.
And so I went along yesterday, and it was just incredible. You know, they sold them so quickly. I mean, there's so much money being splashed around, and I'm thinking, my God, you know, I need to take some artists to this, because just seeing this, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to know what they'd make of it.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's kind of shocking, and it's wonderful as well.
Yes.
So, you know, I just think that you just need to get out there, and then, you know, hopefully someone will see your work.
It's